Rob Harvilla, the 90s guy.
What's happening?
Hello.
What's going on? So you're branching out to the...
I never text and drive.
No?
I want to be clear about that.
I don't know about that.
Right.
Very safe.
I don't know.
Good for you.
Is your nose growing?
I never run into you on the road, so I believe
you. There you go.
You're branching out into the 2000s now.
I am. I couldn't decide whether to call it the aughts or the 2000s. This is 2000 to 2009. I don't like the aughts, that term.
I don't either.
I never liked that.
Yeah.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I figure it's time to leave the 90s behind. We did 120 songs. That's probably too many songs already. You know, it's time to get a new shtick.
Yes.
Which song was number 120?
Ooh, that's good. It was Closing Time.
Oh.
Semisonic, yeah. Closing Time.
Okay. That's like being the last one picked in gym class for the team.
Yes, it is.
If your song 120.
Yeah. You know, show your skin. You're,
and then that's it.
It's
and
a pity.
He's like, yeah, we've bottom of the barrel.
It's a pity move.
Bottom of the barrel.
Yep.
I have been in that situation. They're not ranked necessarily. And, Closing Time seemed like the poignant way to end it. And so I mean no offense to Closing Time.
Okay.
Time.
That makes sense.
Song.
Closing Time.
Right.
And you're ending
it. Yeah.
See? It's almost poetic.
What's really offensive is to be the 121st song, right? Like the one that I should have done, but
that's
didn't.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Did you get any feedback on that? Like people mad that you didn't do a particular song?
Everyone's mad at me all the time, dude.
I mean, yes.
Stone Temple Pilots. I don't know how I managed to not do Stone Temple Pilots.
Not one?
I never did.
Not one song?
No.
Oops.
Oh,
I should have done Stone Temple Pilots.
But you do Closing Time.
That's kind of a boo-boo, yeah.
Exactly. I did screw that up. People in Canada are really mad about the Tragically Hip.
No.
I think you have to live in Canada to care about them, but if you do, then
useless.
You really
right.
care
don't forget about
them,
anyway.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Useless.
Yeah.
Yeah, you miss nothing with them.
Yep.
Okay, I feel validated then by ignoring the Tragically Hip. That's a great relief to me.
Yes.
All right, you want to talk about the 2000s a little bit?
The aughts?
The aughts, yes. What is your favorite song from the aughts? I'm putting you on the spot, and I apologize.
Toxic by Britney Spears. No, just kidding.
Come on.
I'm kidding.
That was good, though.
That was. You were ready with
right.
that, man.
Yes.
You had that
well prepared
in the chamber.
Yes.
AJ, what do you think?
I believe they called Love by the Darkness.
Ooh,
that is perfect for you.
That's great. And it's
pick.
Come all the way back now.
Yep.
It's popular all over again.
Yep.
That's a fantastic song.
Isn't it?
I really love that song.
It's powerful. Kind of has that.
Can't explain all the feelings that you're making me feel.
I heard this first time. I was like, who is this?
This is really their only song.
It really is, yeah. They had a Christmas song, Don't Let It End, but
yeah.
Kind of a one-hit wonder in a way.
This is what got me.
Hell of a hit. Hell of a hit. I mean, he's hitting notes that are like, wow. Justin Hawkins, yeah. Here it comes.
He hits one later on even higher than that.
I know.
He hit one noise dogs can hear.
Can you tell us what the first song you're going to do will be, Rob?
I have to keep it a secret.
Really?
They get really mad at me.
Oh.
You know what I was thinking about this morning
that
I was thinking about doing was, do you remember All the Things She Said?
Yes.
It was
Simple Minds.
The band was Tattoo.
Was it?
Like they're European, two European ladies. I just woke up this morning. I was like, what was the deal with that? You know, that's not the first episode, but I am considering that because I just was left really confused trying to remember what the deal was with that.
Tattoo.
How do you?
There we go.
Oh my God. Okay. They sound like a tattoo.
What is going on there? It sounds like someone's being murdered.
Child with pickle jar.
That's what I'm asking. That's right. What is going on there is exactly my question.
Roaring
as
Rapids.
Well.
Yep.
What is going on?
Ice cold bath.
I'm just scanning over some of the artists.
Perusing.
A lot of women broke in the 2000s. It's a decade of music heavy with women.
Wow.
Not heavy women.
I was just going to say.
But a lot of
women broke.
I mean, superstar women, not just like I had a hit here, I had a hit there.
Yeah.
You know, Mariah Carey, you got Rihanna, you got Beyonce.
Adele, I think, right?
Britney.
Yeah. A lot of one-name ladies.
Missy Elliott. I love Work It by Missy Elliott. That's one of my favorite songs of all time.
That makes one of us.
I'm excited.
Cool.
Oh, Missy's a good time, man. Her music's just a good time.
Right. Creed is playing tonight in Bridgeport.
Yep.
Do you have a Creed song that you've discussed?
I did not do Creed in the 90s, and that's another one I probably should have. That's pretty fascinating. They're right on the border of 90s and 2000s, right? Like, I think With Arms Wide Open is 90s, but there's other Creed songs I should probably look into. I can probably sneak them in somewhere. Are you going to Creed? Are you guys going?
I'm
going to
be outside. I'm not going to go to the show.
He's welcome to Creed, people.
Yeah.
You're going to tailgate at the Creed
show? Yeah, basically I'm tailgating.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Right. That's cool.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good time, actually.
Yes.
That's their crowd is probably pretty fascinating just to sit and look at.
It's a great group. It's, it's my people.
Yes.
You know, that's like my
peeps.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Is he playing Frank Sinatra, or was that a joke the whole time? He's actually playing. The dude from Creed is
playing Frank Sinatra.
Scott Stapp, really?
I saw that.
Really?
I saw the picture. I'm like, it doesn't look like him.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like Sinatra, rather, and it doesn't sound like Sinatra. Ruth?
I wouldn't think he would
sound
like Sinatra.
Oh, the Reagan movie.
Oh, it's the Ronald Reagan movie?
Oh, right.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, so it's out. You can see him as Frank Sinatra right now.
Or avoid it.
It tells you what an impact it's.
Yes.
I don't think I'm going to watch that movie, honestly.
Yeah,
I'm
good.
With you guys.
I'll watch around that part.
Not even for work. Yeah.
I'll get somebody to join that part.
All right. I found a list here. The top 200 songs of the 2000s.
Oh.
No, it's a stupid video.
Oh, Lord. I hate that. It's the worst. Gotta sit there, commentary.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what one of my favorites is. No One Knows by Queens of the Stone Age.
No One Knows.
Great one.
That's one of my favorite bands for the last, whatever, 20 years.
All right, so Eminem, you're going to do something on Eminem, right? 8 Mile?
The year 2000, I feel like that was his year.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, I think it's going to be hard not to do Lose Yourself. I did My Name Is for the 90s, but there's a number of people I did in the 90s who I probably have to do again. Britney Spears is on that list. Eminem is on that list. I did Missy Elliott before, and I'll do her again. So, yeah.
Must be exhausting. <It'll> be...
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, seriously. You want some Gatorade?
It does, doesn't it?
You got to do NSYNC, right?
Yeah, yes, I probably do. You're right about that.
Reluctantly, but yes.
Now the Deadpool movie came out, so everyone knows that song again. Bye, 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 and so well.
Yeah.
It's back in the public consciousness.
How were we doing for rock in the 2000s?
I was looking that up too. It seems it's like a lot of side project bands that did well. So it's like Audioslave is around.
Ooh, right.
You've got A Perfect Circle is doing stuff that's pretty big.
Yeah, the Emergence of the White Stripes also. I mean, I fell in love with a girl.
Yep.
Yeah.
Velvet Revolver.
Yep.
Velvet Revolver. Yep. Don't want to forget your favorite.
One.
Sorry, Ruth.
Another super group. Yep.
The Killers.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Somebody's
Coldplay.
Green Day comes back.
Is there a reason
Green
to do
Day
Coldplay?
Comes back. Green
what?
Day is another one who I did before. I did either Basket Case or Longview, but it's going to be hard to avoid American Idiot. That's one of the biggest albums. They're touring right now, you know, and the kids are apparently getting into Green Day again. So that's exciting.
We got to wake Billy Joe Armstrong.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters, of course. The Foo Fighters, yes.
They were supposed to play Soundside last night, and after the story broke of the baby out of marriage deal, they canceled. So they
He's busy.
He's
changing diapers. He's probably not changing diapers, let's be honest.
I doubt he's changing diapers.
He's ordering somebody else to do it.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Change the diaper.
For that.
Yeah. There goes a diaper. Sorry.
Yeah, My Sacrifice by Creed is 2001, correct?
There we go. Yeah, that's what I thought. Nickelback is another one, right?
Oh, Lord.
You
know, oh,
that one you have to do.
Yeah.
You have to do Nickelback.
I probably have to.
Because there's love and hate.
Exactly.
Those are the ones that'll get the most views and whatever.
And discussion.
Plays.
No, yes. I agree. That's a great way to look at it. I need to antagonize people more. I need more of an H-brain-mark type approach to this.
I
want to
pick a fight.
What is your feel on Nickelback? You love them or hate them?
I'm sort of agnostic, which is weird. I do, you know, when it comes on at the gym or whatever, I'm like, yeah, you know, this is, yeah. It's like when I'm listening to them, it's fine. But like, I'm sort of fascinated by the fact that everybody hates them, you know, or they're like an easy punchline for a lot of people. You know, I'm interested in bands like that that get so popular that you can hate them performatively, you know, even if you never listen to them.
Rockstar's a good song. I like that one. That's a good one. I got no problem with them.
I don't either.
I got no problem with them.
I never had them forced on me to the degree where I'm like, enough.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Stay away. Stop.
Yeah, I met them at, I think, Mohegan Sun, and they were just great people. Yeah. They gave me moonshine from their bus. I'm like, how do I not like these guys?
For God's sake.
That's cool.
Did you drink it?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm at the concert. I'm like, you know, this band's not for me, but I could see how their fans really love them. They're really, really fan-friendly, and you can tell it's sincere. It's not fake. Like, I went to a Bon Jovi concert, and John Bon Jovi's trying to act like he loves his fans, and you could tell it's one of those, we're going through the motions here, people. Yes. I'm going to do my set, and I'm out of here.
Cookie cutter,
He's like, you know, pointing towards his heart, and we're like, okay, whatever.
I have an heart attack?
Yeah, you love us.
Gas?
You love us.
You have gas. You have gas?
Let me grab this guy here. DJ wants to talk to Rob Harvilla, the 90s guy.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, DJ.
What'd you do?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for adding me.
Morning.
You're welcome.
That's a cool one.
Add Insane Clown Posse on that 2000s list.
The what?
Insane Clown Posse.
That's a must right there.
Oh, what song? What's the one Insane Clown Posse song?
Oh, they can't put it on their FTW?
Yeah,
you can't say you can't say.
For the 90s, I would pick Chicken Hunt, but 2000s, I would have to think about that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
FTW is the best song they got, but you can't say it. Yeah.
And then they got one where they were dissing Eminem, which is pretty funny, too.
Yes, that's true. That's true. They've probably got a few of those. I don't even know. I don't think we can even discuss this band on the radio, but yeah, I should probably, I need to do the deep dive into Insane Clown Posse. That's a good one.
Guys, we're talking about the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, and last night I watched that Netflix special on Perlman. I forget his first name. I wanted to be Ron, but it's not Ron Perlman.
Ruth, do you know something about this?
Lou Perlman.
Lou?
Yeah.
Oh.
Lou Perlman.
Yeah,
Lou Perlman.
Yeah.
That didn't end well.
What a story.
Oh.
What's the story?
Okay, what happened?
Oh, the Ponzi scheme,
millions,
right?
Millions of dollars to them. He forged so many documents by hand. This guy was a genius.
That's bad, right?
Oh, my God.
An evil genius.
Yes.
It's like a
diabolical
villain.
Yes.
Diabolical.
Oh,
probably pets
God.
A cat
in
a chair.
Business. Yep. He had advertisements and blimps back in the 80s.
In blimps? They don't call them blimps anymore.
Where's this?
The balloon challenge.
Where's this special? I want to watch it.
Yeah.
Netflix.
What's it called?
All his balloons crashed. That's how he got the money to make the Backstreet Boys and
It's called Balloon Scraps?
No, all his balloons crashed.
Oh. What's the special called?
Watch Dirty Pop.
Dirty Pop.
Watch Dirty Pop.
I don't want to watch Balloon Cracks.
No.
I don't even want to Google movie. Balloon cracks.
Most of us wouldn't be here afterwards.
All right. Thank you, DJ.
Not on Netflix.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
All right. It always goes by very fast with Rob.
Learned a lot there.
When can we have you back?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, dudes. I'm available.
Nice.
I'm around.
Okay.
You.
So when is the first episode airing?
Wednesday. 2 days.
Wednesday. Okay. So anyone want to guess what the first episode is going to be? What song?
I think you hit it before with Women Rockers. I think you're going to start with a band that's got a female lead singer.
Evanescence is another good one.
Bring me back to life.
You got
that's
a lot.
That's not it, but I got to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Avril Lavigne.
Oh, God,
yeah.
No.
Yes.
I mean, you can't talk Avril Lavigne and then not bring up Nickelback, though.
True.
No, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, they kind
How
of
long were they married? They're not married anymore.
He should come
right?
on no. Thursday so we could watch it Wednesday, and then we could all discuss what we think.
Yes.
We can debrief.
We'll debrief. Okay, Rob Harvilla, host, author of 60 Songs That Explain the 90s, now the 2000s.
Cool.
We're linked up at WPLR.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.